think the infrastructure is really important. The sidewalks, streets, and roadways that we normally and regularly need to maintain, wherever we can plug that in so that we can employ people here locally, I think is really critical to helping our local economy and address long-standing infrastructure needs we have here in the city of St. Petersburg.
The continuing problem of growing numbers of homeless in St. Petersburg is something Ford says she's adapted to handle effectively. Ford says this issue will require increased attention as veterans return home from Iraq and the economy continues to struggle.
And it's not fair because our public spaces belong to the whole public. So we've got to figure out a better way of addressing those needs, because the other, of course, population that I worry about are our veterans returning from the war with some incredible injuries. And we've already been reading about the problems some of them have. We have got to get ahead of that problem now. We need to make sure we're working with the VA and setting up the support services that our returning veterans will need, because that is going to be something that we're going to have to deal with for years and years to come. And
mayoral candidate Kathleen Ford says that many people still seem to be unaware as to how bad this economic crisis is and will be, something she wants to tackle at a local and state level if elected.
I don't think a lot of us really realize how bad it is. I think we should be working very diligently to see that Congress changes the law, like the Glass-Steagall Act that was repealed. That needs to be reinstated. We need to repeal Graham-Bliley and put into play those rules and regulations that divide investment banking from depository banking. We need to make sure that we put into place, whether it's at the state or the federal level, usury laws so the credit card companies can no longer charge those outrageous credit card fees, which are just tipping a lot of people into either bankruptcy or foreclosure.
Many storefronts on downtown St. Petersburg's Central Avenue now sit vacant. Ford says stimulating the national economy is crucial to stimulating and increasing St. Pete's local economy.
That's going to be market-driven, and to the extent that we can encourage and stimulate the local economy here and that it spreads to our other businesses, that will help maintain what we have and hopefully prevent further failures, and then hopefully over time we'll be able to increase and put stores back in those storefronts. But it's a tough economy right now. Our city hasn't faced anything like this since the Great Depression.